Sometimes YouTube can be a bad place to start for music career, especially for Rebecca Black. She gained viral fame, but only to be slandered and hate comments over this song. Today, I'm going to be discussing her history and where she is now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. In Irvine, California, Rebecca was born to John Jeffrey Black and Georgina Marquez Kelly, both veterinarians. Her mother is of Mexican descent and her father, originally from Iowa, is of Italian, English, and Polish descent. She attended private school from kindergarten to the sixth grade, but moved to public school due to bullying. She joined the school's musical theater program, where she felt she was meant to be. Then in late 2010, a classmate of Black and a musical video client of Los Angeles record label Arc Music Factory told her about the company. Her mother paid $4,000 for Arc Music to produce the music video, while the Blacks retained ownership of both the master and the video. The single Friday, written entirely by Arc, was released on YouTube and iTunes. The song's video was uploaded to YouTube on February 10, 2011 and received approximately 1,000 views in the first month. The video went viral on March 11, acquiring millions of views on YouTube in a matter of days, becoming the most discussed topic on social networking site Twitter and garnering mostly negative media coverage. The single was released on March 14th, with first week sales estimated to be around $40,000 sales by Billboard. On March 22nd, she appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, during which she performed Friday, and discussed the negative reaction to it. The song peaked on the Billboard Hot 100 and the New Zealand Singles Charts at 58 and 33 respectively. In the UK, it debuted at number 61 on the UK Singles Chart. In response to the YouTube video Friday, Black began to receive phone and email death threats, which were investigated by the Anaheim Police Department. She teamed up with Funny or Die on April Fool's Day 2011 for a series of videos, including one about the underage teens driving a car in her Friday video. She signed to manager Deborah Baum's DB Entertainment, reportedly with Seacrest's help. Then, in April 2011, she dropped out in favor of homeschooling, saying that she both needed a focus to her career and desired to avoid the taunts from her former classmates. She even claimed that she was also failing English class due to her busy schedule. Also saying that she is a fan of Justin Bieber, expressed interest in performing a duet with him. MTV selected Black to host his first line online award show, the Old Music Awards Fan Army Party, in April 2011. As a homage of Friday, she appeared in Katy Perry's TGIF last Friday night, in which Black plays alongside Harry as the hostess of a party she attends. A cover of Friday was performed on Glee, the second season episode Prom Queen. When asked why the song was covered by Glee, show creator Ryan Murphy replied, "The show pays tribute to pop culture, and love or hate, that song is pop culture." Not long after the Friday video went viral on YouTube, Black and her mother Georgina got into legal issues with Arc over music rights to the song. In a letter from Kelly's lawyer to Arc Music on March 29, 2011, it was alleged that Arc Music failed to fulfill the terms of their November 2010 agreement by not giving her the song and the video's master recordings, by claiming Black as exclusively signed to the label, by exploiting the song without permission. For example, selling a Friday ringtone, while Arc founder and Friday co-writer Patrice Wilson say that Kelly will get the masters in the song they claim can have it all, and agreed that Black was not exclusive to Arc. His attorney claimed that Arc owns the copyright for the song, and the November agreement is invalid. In June 2011, Arc Music factory started charging $2.99, equivalent to $3.4 in 2019, to watch the music video on YouTube. Later that month, it was removed as a result of the legal dispute. It was restored to YouTube on September 16, 2011, on Black's official channel. It was revealed as YouTube's number one video of 2011, with Black hosting a short video called YouTube Rewind the Year-End Recap. The video also received more than 167 million views and more than 3 million dislikes in the first 4 months. Prior to its temporary removal, after the fallout with R&B Music Factory, Black started an independent record label named R&B Records. Rebecca released a self-produced single titled My Moment on July 18, 2011, the first on the label, with the accompanying music video published to her YouTube channel the same day. In the video, director Morgan Lawley releases real-life footage of Black from both and before and after her fame. In late October 2011, production began on the video for her third single, Pursuit of Interest. About the song, she stated the basis of it, that it's a love song, but it's not a love song. It's almost about teenage crushes, when you're not in love yet, but you really like a guy. Which I'm really excited about, because I don't think there are too many out like that. It's very much a dance type song. It will make you get up and dance and sing along in your car. The single and the music video were released on November 15, 2011. She released two more singles in 2012, Sing It and In Your Words. She was planning to release her full debut album in late 2011, which would include a bunch of different kinds of stuff. The album was being recorded at a studio belonging to musical producer Charlton Pettis. However, the album was never released. She was featured in the ABC Primetime Nightline Celebrity Secret Special entitled Underage and Famous, Inside Child Stars' Lives. In 2012, she signed on to Maker Studios YouTube Network. She was also brought to Australia by Telstra to promote the launch of their 4G service. ZGIS, which soared billions of Google searches to capture the year's 10 fastest rising global queries, listed Black as number one most searched Google. The searches for the T singer topped even those of pop icons Lady Gaga and Adele. In late 2013, she released the song Saturday for a single Friday. She collaborated with Dave Days. It became the second song to chart the Billboard Hot 100 at number 55, which later reached a higher position than Friday. Saturday was only on the chart for 1 week, compared to 6 for Friday. Aside from her original music, she has been posting videos regularly on YouTube channel, including blogs, sometimes with other people on YouTube, question and answer videos, occasional covers of songs by other artists. This includes her versions of two Miley Cyrus songs for 2013. That July, Black collaborated with fellow YouTube personality John D and accused the cover of We Can't Stop, for which lyrical changes were made. She also followed up with an acoustic version of Wrecking Ball in November. At VidCon 2015, she revealed that she had been working on albums which she hoped to release by the end of 2015. According to her, the album would not be anything like her previous songs. She had been working on the album since releasing her song Friday. However, it took her a while to be free from ARC Music Factory and find producers with whom she was comfortable. However, no album or new original songs were released. Towards the end of 2015, she performed a cover of Wild by Troye Sivan. Black created a web video in January 2016 on Go 90 called Life After Friday. In this show, she graduates from high school, tells her parents she is not going to college, and follows her adventures after moving to Los Angeles. On August 26, 2016, she released a new single titled The Great Divide, her first release of new material in almost 3 years. This single was the last of her songs to make the charts, which achieved number 23 under the US Dance category. She came out with two more singles in the following year, which included Foolish and Heartful of Scars. She then released an EP on September 15, 2017, called REBL, which covered these two songs as well as The Great Divide. In June 2018, she appeared on BBC Radio 5 talking about cyberbullying, the adverse effects online attacks had on her, and how cruel comments stick with you forever. She released a new single on June 4, 2018 called Satellite, which was later added to her EP album. On June 7, she took part in The Four Season 2 on Fox. The series is hosted by Fergie and was judged by Sean Combs, Meghan Trainor, and DJ Khaled. She sang Bye 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 from NSYNC for audition and received 3 Blue Wings to compete with one of the contestants. She picked James Graham as her opponent, who was the winner of Season 2. She performed a song for you, followed by, James performed a song for you, followed by her singing Torn. The audience voted on 2 performances, preferring to say Graham, but Rebecca got eliminated from the show. After her appearance, she tweeted, "I'm just blown away reading your comments and seeing so much support online. Sending all my love right back to you. Thank you for hearing me, for seeing me. This is just the beginning. Also, I don't think I'm going to sleep at all tonight. I'm way too excited." On National French Fry Day 2018, she and YouTube personality Miranda Sings, in collaboration with Dunkin' Donuts, released an adaptive version of Friday titled Donut Friday, featuring Rebecca Black, as part of the Donut Fry's marketing strategy. Her news material came in the form of 3 new singles, Anyway, Do You a Sweetheart, and she was featured on the Dorian Electro track Agilar on September 2020. She had a rough start to her music career, but she strived through them and became a stronger person today. So, will we ever see some success for her and some recognition? We'll have to probably wait and watch. Alright guys, that's it for me. Do y'all think that Rebecca Black is underrated? Because I personally think so too. I mean, Friday was the best song we ever heard, but she did garner a lot of hate for that song. But to me, it's a bop. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. Whatever you do, please send some reports to Rebecca Black, because she's still probably traumatized from what happened earlier. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.